This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, June 29th, 2025. All things are possible.
Wow. Barry, thank you for that gift of love, for hunting down people that have been instrumental and that have moved to different places. You even got my brother in Florida. That was pretty amazing. And to each one of you, thank you. Well, here we go. Last one, right?
So good morning, Connections Community Church.
Good morning.
Good morning. What a great day to be a part of God's creation. Amen.
Amen.
To be here together in worship, to be singing God's songs, to be doing God's work. And it's a total blessing to be here with each and every one of you. Connection Community Church is not this building, but it's this gathering of the faithful. Each and every Sunday and all those days in between. And we just thank you. We're blessed by you. And we're so glad that we've had the opportunity to share God's vision of this church gathering of people and to be a part of this for the last 24 years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so praise God today for so many things, but I want to do a little survey here. Was anybody here on the first 14 family launch team that got this whole thing started? If you were, stand up, please. Hello. There we go.
There we go. All right. Welcome, welcome. So glad to see everybody. Yeah.
So is anybody here from like the first 10 years? That would be like the 2010, let's say, or give or take. Stand up. Come on.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful.
It's interesting, the distribution you'll see. Okay, how about the next 10 years, like 2010 to 20, something like that?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, yay. Thank you.
And now, how about the last 5 years?
In this new building. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's awesome.
Isn't it interesting how it's been distributed over the years? And now, was anybody here from our churches or with us when we were in Seaford, Delaware? Anybody?
Wow. Yay. Thank you for making this trip up. Thank you. I have to say this. So back in the sound booth, Kyle, raise your hand. Okay, Kyle Bartz was part of our praise team. And you live where? St. Louis. He flew in this morning. He's flying out tonight. Thank you. I know each one of you are so important, but I didn't know he was coming, and that just sort of slayed me down. Wow.
I'll give you one last category. Is anybody here from the Kraft Jones family connection here?
Yay, our family! Woohoo! Yes. And Merkel, that's right.
And Mary Jinted. That counts. Oh, what a glorious day. You know why we can all say we're family, though? Because we share a father, don't we? Yes. Father in heaven. And that's just the most glorious thing today. And it's in him who we give all the credit for today about. It's not about us. It's about God, always and everywhere. And we can say that this final time preaching here as your pastors at Connection Community Church.
Amen. So I say to you, as you've heard every Sunday morning, good morning, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who've been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And before I pray, I've got two more people that I want to stand up. David and Emily Laser, your new pastor starting next week. Woo! Yes, yes.
Wearing the colors.
They're into the colors. And we are so happy that you're here to be a part of this family. Thank you. All right. Can't wait to hear your sermon next week. Yeah. All right, let's pray. Almighty God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all the people gathered from near and really far. And so we just give you all the honor and glory this day in the name of the Father and the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody agreed and said, amen. We're going to start right out of the gate with a scripture, and it is found in Mark chapter 10. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Well, why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, say the rest with me, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
With God, all things are possible. You know, that's my life verse. I don't know when it became, but it did quite a few years ago, my life verse. Thank goodness. You know, when God called me into ministry, the idea of carrying me working together, as Megan mentioned on that video.
And Carlton.
it wasn't even part of the conversation when we first. Carrie was well established, her role as the associate pastor at St. John's United Methodist Church there in Seaford. And I was assigned to the Seaford Circuit, three small churches around Seaford who really didn't have much in common other than sharing the cost of a pastor, yeah. And she was there, I was here, and that was good, very good. You know, we have such different styles of leadership, different gifts, different ways of doing business as maybe you've seen on a rare occasion. The idea of working together was not something that ignited either of us, at least at that time. So when John Mitchell, who wasn't our district superintendent, he had been our pastor, he was the district superintendent up here, and when he became superintendent, he told us he was going to bring us up here. He talked to Carrie about starting a new church in the Middletown, Delaware area, and he wasn't thinking of she and me doing it together, and she told John she thought he had the wrong person, that I was more of the entrepreneur type, and that she let me start church, and she would go work on a staff because one of us had to make a little money, and it certainly wouldn't be someone who was starting a new church. Yeah. The idea of starting a church together was definitely not part of that equation. Not.
So I was invited to go to a conference in North Carolina. The bishop called, and And it was church planters from around the world, but it was innovative worship, which is what I was so into. And so I got to invite Alan to go with me, and we arrived, and there was just like, it was an amazing room. Like, Alan, you need to talk to this guy. Alan, you need to talk to this person. And I'm like networking all over the place. And it was just so amazing because I was getting him hooked up with people so that he could know how to start the church.
Does that surprise you?
So we were in Charlotte Airport and waiting for our plane. And y'all know he was like a really good salesman. He could sell insurance like he was so good. And he started that with me, like, Carrie, I think that we need to work together. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then he says, it's called the Ben Franklin. So it's 10 reasons why yes, 10 reasons why no. The last number 10 for the yes was, it would be fun. And the last 10 on the no side was, would it be fun? I was so not enthusiastic about this whole thing at all.
So we got on the plane in Charlotte, and someplace over the airspace over Philadelphia, it hit me. See, I'd been to Middletown from Seaford. We went through Middletown to get home to Newark. That's where we're from. And we'd seen over the years these new housing neighborhoods springing up. And I actually, when figuring I was going to start this church, went up and actually counted houses in neighborhoods. You know, this house, this neighborhood had 100, this one had 50, this one had 600, this one had 450. I mean, I had kind of the lay of the land. But in my counting, I observed that virtually every neighborhood up here was a two-story, four-bedroom house.
That were being built, yeah.
That were being built. And where the 55 pluses came later, there weren't any three-bedroom ranchers going in. They were all two-story, almost across the board. And so what that says is these aren't starter homes for newlyweds. These aren't for the guys who are retiring. These are family dwellings. These are for growing families. And so what it said was, what I knew then in that moment over Philadelphia is this church was going to be a church for families. Absolutely for families, all shapes and sizes, but for families. And I got this, it wasn't an audible voice, I didn't hear a voice, but I got a kind of a voice down in my gut, down in the deep recesses of my soul. And the Holy Spirit said, Alan, this church can't be business as usual for you and Carrie. You can't be off here doing church here and Carrie here in two separate locations as you've been doing for 6 years. What kind of a model would that be for this congregation? What kind of a model would that be for the people of Seaford? You guys are going to have to somehow do this together. And so when I got off the plane, I shared this with Carrie, and to my surprise, she was feeling the same thing. Just goes to show you, with God,
all things are possible. So we got off the plane. We called our district superintendent. We were living in Seaford, and he was the person that oversaw our ministry and where we were located. His name was Sterling Green, and it was a Friday night, and it was 10:30.
He was tickled.
He was so not happy to hear from us, because we were so excited, and he said we could come and talk to him on Tuesday. So we got home that night, and there was a stack of mail, and so we're going through the mail, and there's this newspaper that we got, a lot of United Methodists got and pastors got, called The Communicator.
I had never read it before that.
He had never read it before, but I read it faithfully. And anyway, our bishop, his name was Bishop Peter Weaver, and he wrote an article on the front page. And it was Christmas time, and in this article, he said that a young girl had asked him if God got married. And he said, well, no, why are you asking that? And she said, well, then how did you have a baby? Jesus. So Bishop Weaver went on in this article to say this. This was the very last line of the article. What wild and impossible notion is God planting in you, and what are you going to do about it? There's your sign. So that Tuesday, we went to visit our district superintendent to share the vision of what we believed that God was calling us to. We did take the newspaper with this article, and at one point, Alan puts it down on the table and says, was Bishop Weaver just like writing this or taking up space, or did he really mean it? And I'm like, oh boy, now we're really in trouble. But he was a forward-thinking bishop, and we are so thankful for him because he appointed us to this place called Middletown with no church to get things started, and that began the adventure of a lifetime connection, community church. With God, all things are possible.
Is anybody here from Cornerstone Church? Stand up, would you please? And the reason I do this is because, I'm going to make you keep standing, thank you very much. The reason I do that is because what helped us get started here was Connection Church up the road.
It was Cornerstone Church.
I'm sorry, Cornerstone Church up the road. Because they took us on staff. They were going to do it for a year. We made it 6 months because we were ready. And they gave us some salary for 2 years. They put a ministry on hold. They wanted Carrie to help them with a ministry. They told her instead she better keep an eye on me for that time instead of doing their thing. And they were kingdom-minded. Do you know what I mean by that? They were more worried about the kingdom than about their little personal piece of it. And so they looked at what was going to be for the betterment of the kingdom in this area at that point in time, and they sacrificially gave of themselves, took us on, and helped us start Connection Community further. And we just celebrate Cornerstone Church. And we continue to celebrate that church and what they do here in the kingdom. And so we went out, and that first August in 2001, they have this crazy thing called a peach festival every year in this town. And the lady up in Cornerstone had a little corner candy store up there and allowed us to work out of that and give out balloons. They were peach-colored balloons that simply said, Connection Community Church coming soon. What it didn't say, we don't know when, we don't know where. Actually, we did know when, because we had decided our first service was going to be Christmas Eve 2001. We just, as of August, couldn't tell you wherever in the world that was going to take place. So, and in fact, it took us until November, I think it was about the 18th of November, if I'm remembering right, that we got together, the 14th, and we voted, and we decided, yeah, Green Street was going to be our home. And that had been a bowling alley. We have people here who bowled. You ever bowl here? Put your hand up. Let me see. There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. Bowled here. It had been a lumber yard. Well, you know, Jesus, he worked with lumber. That makes sense. It had been an electrical supply house. Holy Spirit.
Holy
there
Spirit.
You go. You know, electric. And you couldn't beat this place because it had a parking lot that had a fence around it with razor wire looped over the... Because you could get in, but you were not going to get out once we had you. Yeah, there you go. And for that first service, we had all the latest in technical equipment because we borrowed a projector. I borrowed some drums. We borrowed a soundboard. We borrowed speakers. We borrowed microphones. We borrowed just about everything. Here's the real kicker. You see this on the board here? You have two dowel rods with a bed sheet sewn onto them. That was our screen for our first service. And you know what? It doesn't look like much, but it did the job. It did the job. And so that's where we started from, those pretty humble beginnings. And we thought maybe we could keep some of that stuff. We'd borrowed it from a local Christian band. The singers were in our church there, and their father was the manager. And we thought he was going to let us have it for a couple months. I think he let us have it for a week. And so we had service coming, but we didn't have any microphones or speakers. So the singer and I went down to Baltimore with our trusty little Jones credit card. and we rang up $4,800 in equipment down at Mars Music and the Guitar Center in Baltimore. They called Carrie. Are you aware that some maniac is putting things on your credit card?
We never had that much money on our card.
Because you never put this outrageous amount of $4,800 on this credit card before. Yes, it's okay. Yeah. So we put that on our card, and the church paid us back in short order there. But, wow, humble beginnings. Here's the thing you always got to remember, even with those humble beginnings, with God, all things are possible.
So as we've talked about a lot, when Alan went into ministry, things really changed. But that Saddle Up Your Horses, the Great Adventure theme song became the theme for our family. And we used to blast it and dance to it and sing it to the top of our with the top of our lungs, because we all knew that we were on a great adventure that has continued to this very day. Starting Connection Community Church has been the greatest adventure of our lives. It hasn't always been easy. Sometimes it's been disappointing. We've been through some ups and downs. Sometimes confusing, like when we did the second campus in Dover. But we knew, and we know, that with God, all things are possible. And we also adopted a frog mentality, F-R-O-G, fully relying on God. Because there were years when the finances didn't make sense, but we had to fully rely on God. We knew that. And so God has been faithful, and we know that God had big plans, has big plans, and will continue to exceed our wildest dreams of what's going to happen with Connection Community Church. We thank God that he has allowed, I say us, but I don't mean us, I mean us. Those who have been here through the 24 years, those who have fingerprints on this place. We celebrate, we thank God for it all. And we thank you, anybody joining us online, for trusting and for taking steps that haven't been easy, but we have seen God in it all.
You know, you said we were sometimes frustrated, sometimes challenged, but in the midst of all that, it's always been faith-filled. It's always been fun-filled, and it's always been absolutely fabulous. Yeah. Starting CCC here in Middletown has allowed us to see God in action as we've witnessed miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. From when we first opened on Green Street, section of the building by section, until we ended up taking over the whole place, from purchasing land right here, to constructing this building. And keep in mind, this building isn't Connection Church. You all are Connection Church. From separating from the United Methodist Church to being part of and helping establish a new denomination called the Global Methodist Church, from avoiding ridiculous, needless sidewalks from nowhere to a swampland, from being told that we would have to move a gas pipeline at the tune of almost $1 million, to then having a change of heart saying, we don't do this much, but we're not going to make you do that after all, to raising $1 million to get things started for this building, to looking all over the country and finding one halfway across to the other coast to underwrite our mortgage here. We've been witness to a barrage of miracles that only God could orchestrate. And we, that means all of us, you and us-ins, have gotten not only to witness all that, but we've gotten to participate in it. And hasn't it just been incredible? It's been incredible. Willing partners with God on this great adventure in southern Newcastle County, at this place that we call Connection Community Church. Yeah.
All right. It's time to pivot. John chapter 14, Jesus told this to his disciples, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." So God has done a lot here at Connection Church in Middletown. And we have been so humbled by what God has called us to participate in. How together, when I say we, it's we, have been able to live out our mission to connect people with Jesus and the new life he offers. Connection Church, we've only just begun. We've only just begun. Even greater things are yet to be done. Jesus is saying that to all who believe, all who trust, all who follow him. It's up to us to carry on the mission and the ministry. And the works that Jesus refers to in this scripture include so much, but healing, teaching, forgiving, acts of compassion, connecting people with Jesus. That means helping people find the greatest gift in the whole wide world, which is the relationship with Jesus, salvation in Christ. The great adventure, even greater things.
Jesus said they will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. This may sound a little surprising, greater things than Jesus. But Jesus is pointing ahead to the coming of the Holy Spirit and that believers would be empowered. Holy Spirit would empower them to share the gospel, not just in that area, not just around that lake, not just but around the world, to the far ends, the far corners of the world, something that was just beginning back in Jesus' time. The greater is not necessarily in miraculous power, but in scope and impact, in the expansion of God's work across nations, generations. Connection Church, greater things are coming. Because disciples will make disciples, will make disciples, will make disciples.
We praise God. We celebrate all that God has done, is doing, and will do. He's allowed us the opportunity to partner with him. He's allowed us to get something started and push it along. But the time has come for a new beginning. The time has come for us to step aside, for us to get out of the way, for us to release Connection Church into the hands of David Laser. We are so thankful for you and for Emily and for the rest of your family. We've said this story to individuals and maybe publicly, but back when we knew that it was time for us to step aside, and God told us that, okay, Connection is thriving, now is your time, it's okay. So we began to pray for David Laser every night to become the pastor. He didn't know it. We also prayed for somebody named Emily. So that was in July, every night when we said grace. And in October, we got a phone call from David, and he said God is telling him that he's supposed to call us and that it's time for his family to move here. Well, he thought it was here. We thought, like, wow. It was kind of surprising, but we weren't surprised. We'd been praying daily. As I said, we'd also prayed the name Emily. It was somebody that was going to seminary. It wasn't Emily Laser because her call to ministry hadn't quite come about. But it did surface, and Emily is starting seminary, and she'll be a pastor here, you know, this time next year. The Emily that we were praying for. Yeah, let's say thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. The Emily that we were praying for is the pastor of the church they've just left. Full circle. God is amazing. God is writing the story of Connection Church. Greater things. There is more to come. And yes, we will continue to be a part of it after we take a little bit of a sabbatical to allow everybody to get settled. And then we'll come and be sitting with all of you.
Yeah, it's really well. They will be a clergy couple. And Emily that's coming to fill the pulpit he vacated, her husband is in ministry. So they're a clergy couple as well. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Next Sunday, Dave will be here as your pastor, CCC, to lead you into the next generation of what this church is going to look like. We encourage you, though, never forget the scripture that we started with this morning. With God, all things are possible, because you will see it realized over and over and over again in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead.
So we thank God for his precious word. How many weeks have we said, open your Bibles, read his word, put his word into your heart, live it. We thank God for his grace, for his mercy, for new life, for second chances, for promises, too many to count. And for Jesus Christ, who came to save us by giving his very life so that we could have life here on earth and in heaven. Connection Church, keep connecting people with Jesus and the new life he offers. God is great all the time. God is good all the time. And that is the good news. Let's live it. Let's believe it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you so much for this day. You knew all about this a long time ago. Even before we started this church, you knew all about this. You knew who would be in these seats. You knew who would be taking the lead as pastor. And we trust you, and we thank you, because your promises are steadfast. The foundation, your foundation is firm, and we just say you are good from generation to generation. May Connection Church impact outside of these doors the world so that people can know you and love you and give their life to you. We thank you and praise you in the name of the Father and the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And everybody agreed and said, amen.
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the new life he offers.